Welcome to episode 19 of the Holly Springs Deep Dive Podcast. Today's episode is about a really great program in Holly Springs that benefits special needs teens and their families. It's technically APEX, but it's the part of APEX that everybody thinks is in Holly Springs anyway, so that still counts. I spoke with Leilana Warren, a special needs ministry coordinator for Hope Community Church, about an upcoming event they're organizing called Night to Shine. There are ways you can help make this event a great night for some kids and families who really deserve it. We sat outside at Starbucks at an oddly nice weather day in December. Imagine yourself sitting at the table with us, people watching, chatting, and hearing cars go by. This episode was made possible with the kind assistance of Body Restoration and Barabos. Remember this gifting season to think about shopping from local business owners and service providers. More money stays in our community when you do. Body Restoration, Massage, and Body Work just moved to their new facility located within Family Focus Chiropractic in the Town Hall Commons building in downtown Holly Springs. They utilize advanced techniques to provide noticeable and lasting results against stress and pain for clients from active youth and overworked parents to athletes. Whether you need to de-stress or are seeking improved postural function, they have someone to cover that. Owner Eddie Summers has been practicing massage therapy for 14 years and specializes in pain management and sports performance. He holds certifications in posture and pain and pediatric massage. He has experience working with local college and professional athletes and was a sports massage instructor at the Medical Arts School in Raleigh. Alexandra Sexton works with pain management using deep tissue massage and trigger point therapy. She also practices more gentle techniques, including cranial sacral therapy and lymphatic drainage. Karina Moreno focuses on therapeutic relaxation. She'll work on problem areas while still helping to melt the stress away. She offers spa enrichments like aromatherapy and foot scrubs, and she enjoys working with expectant mothers. Visit bodyrestorationnc.com to view availability and schedule appointments. Body Restoration. Refresh. Rebuild. Restore. I'm sitting outside of Starbucks at Holly Springs Town Center with a really cool person that I met. It's an unseasonably comfortable day in December, don't you think?
It's really nice,
I'm talking to Leilana Warren.
Hi.
Who is the Special Needs Ministry Coordinator for Hope Community Church. And they have the coolest things going on for the special needs population and their families in our area, and I just had to have her share all of this fun stuff with you. Welcome, Leilana.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for talking to me today. Tell me a little bit about what your ministry is all about and how many families you work with.
Absolutely. I am one of four special needs ministry coordinators on, well, five actually, we just hired another one. So five special needs ministry coordinators. We all work at our various campuses. We have Morrisville location, Apex, Garner, and Raleigh. Mm-hmm. And we just exist as a part of the church community to try and help individuals with special needs find mm-hmm. a place to connect and belong and to be a support for those families that have kids that are impacted by special needs.
Yeah, well, that is wonderful. And you have the coolest event coming up, and it sounds so fun, and I have got to get involved in it somehow. I don't know how, but I'm going to figure out something. So it's February 7th.
It is.
And tell me what it's called.
It is Tim Tebow's Foundation's Night to Shine. Mm-hmm. It is a worldwide movement and sponsored by the Tim Tebow Foundation, and they have a prom event the same night all over the world. So there are various locations at all various churches, not just in the United States, but in other countries as well. It grows every year. Mm-hmm. It's a prom experience for individuals with special needs. Our specific one here that we hold is for ages 14 and up. Mm-hmm. And it's just a place for them to just shine and just to be able to experience God's love
prom
and to feel special.
And prom,
yes.
And all of the trappings.
Well, I mean, individuals impacted by special needs are often in it's not as bad here in the States, but in other countries, they're just kind of ostracized. They aren't valued. And so this is a time for them to just be able to be like a prince or princess, king mm-hmm. or queen of the night, and to dress up and just to be have a night that's just dedicated just for them.
And everybody deserves to Everyone, have a night absolutely. Every once in a yeah, while like that.
It does. And a lot of our guests, they come every year. It is their favorite night of the year. Mm-hmm. They look forward to it, and they wait and wait for those registration signups to come open yeah. so that they can go.
When you told me how many people come to this thing, I was a little gobsmacked. How many?
So we serve 350 guests. Uh-huh. So it's a lot. We also have a special room for parents and caregivers, mm-hmm. and that's about 250 parents and caregivers that they get a special night. There's a steak dinner for them. There's massages. There's fun games and prizes, and wow. it's just a fun time for them just to be able to be loved on and relax while yeah. their kids go and have fun at prom.
Well, and they have proximity if anything comes mm-hmm. up.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Another great thing, I mean, it's exciting for parents to see their kids doing that too. I mean, you know, taking pictures of your kids leaving for prom. It's as much yep. about the parents as it is for the kids. I know that as yep. an old
it's
person
awesome.
who has kids the age that they would be doing that yep. sort of stuff.
And the whole event is they get the red carpet treatment. They walk in, there's a red carpet, there's paparazzi, there's people cheering for them. So they really are welcomed in with a lot of fanfare and it's a lot of fun.
I don't know if I said the date of the event already, but it's February 7th.
It's February 7th,
so
yes.
it's coming up.
It is coming up.
But
really
you have
soon.
A lot of other stuff that kind of feeds into that. You have a dress event.
Yes, so we will be hosting a dress event for some of the ladies that will be attending. It's a free shopping event, so we are looking to collect prom dresses, mm-hmm. Semi-formal, formal wear mm-hmm. for them to be able to come shop and be able to look their shining best that
yeah.
night.
Yeah. Well, and once you have a dress like that, there's not really anything else to do with
I know.
It, right?
Yeah.
So what would somebody who has a couple of dresses who've been in weddings
yeah.
and the bride says, oh, you can wear this again. And you're like, where do you think I'm going? I don't go places like
I know. That. I know. We all have dresses like that in our
yeah.
closet, don't we?
Yeah.
So we are actually sign up went live just this today, actually, with various dress locations throughout the Triangle, mm-hmm. Raleigh, Garner, Clayton, Apex, Cary, all anywhere you need to, you live, you can find a drop-off mm-hmm. location. And that information can be found on our Facebook page. If you follow us on our Hope Community Church Special Needs Ministry Facebook page, we have a lot of links and information about that as well. Another place you can get information is gethope.net/nighttoshine. Mm-hmm. That is our website, and that'll have a lot of information about our event as well.
And I can put that in the show notes.
That's great.
So people
awesome.
Don't have to like hit pause
Try to
and write this
Wait,
down.
What is that one more time?
Yeah. So
That's
this
great.
Sounds so fun. And it must be tough to feed all of these people.
Yeah, we don't have a big budget, so we definitely could not do this on our own. We really depend on partnerships with vendors and people in the community that mm-hmm. are as passionate as we are about loving these individuals in this time. So
well, that's one of the things about Holly Springs is that we love to help each other
yes.
and give people the kinds of experiences that they might not normally be able to get because of, you know, varying things going on in their yep. lives. So you're doing it in the right place. It's going to be held at the Apex campus of Hope Community Church.
Correct. That's correct.
Which is practically in Holly Springs.
It
so
is.
I feel okay about talking about it. Well, that place yeah. is so huge. I can't imagine any other place that would be able to accommodate such a big crowd.
Yeah, we transformed that whole building into a major prom event, and it's beautiful. We have a great team of talented visionaries that make it look like a beautiful, fancy wedding venue.
Wow, it's a really cool facility
yeah,
anyway.
It is.
When I graduated from Launch Holly Springs, mm-hmm. Cohort 2, and we had our graduation there, and all the other cohorts have had their graduations there, and it's a cool facility even without all of the extra fun stuff, so
it
I
is,
can't imagine
yeah.
how neat that looks.
And if you're on our Facebook page, you'll see pictures too. We're constantly posting things promoting it, and so you'll see a lot of really fun pictures of the event and things that have from previous years. So.
Neat, and yeah. it gets better every year.
It does.
Bigger.
This is our fourth year doing it. So
well, just super, 4 years, just, and it's gotten that big.
It is. It's crazy. Yep.
That's neat.
Yep. It's so fun.
Tell me about some of the other stuff. It's not, you know, you're not just helping out with dresses. There's a makeup station.
So the night of the event, it's a prom event, but we have a lot of extra extra fun things for them. Highlights are limo rides. We have a couple of limo companies that are donating limos for the night, and they can just get in line and ride limos around the block as many times as they want.
That's fun.
Some of our guests just enjoy doing that all night. We have a karaoke station, so they can come and sing some of their favorite karaoke songs and just be on stage and shine in that way. We have obviously a DJ there for prom dancing and all that fun stuff. Food, we have lots and lots of food. We have cupcakes and desserts and lots of yummy dinner for them to enjoy.
You said something about a popcorn and candy.
Yeah, we have popcorn and candy bars. Yeah. Gosh, what else do we have? And if some of our guests, sometimes all that craziness can get really overwhelming.
Yep.
So we actually have a sensory room available for them. So it's a with some quiet games and fun things for them to do, but it's a little bit quieter area so they can just kind of rest and take a break and then pop back out and have some more fun. So it's a really super fun event.
Wow. So parents can go with their kids if they need to or if they want to.
So if they want to, they can be a chaperone. Mm-hmm. All of our, I didn't mention the whole volunteer portion. It takes
over
600 volunteers to put on this event. We have a buddy for each person that attends. So there are volunteers that are trained to be to partner up with them and kind of be their buddy for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Parents can be a chaperone as well if they want, but honestly, most of our guests prefer meeting a new friend and hanging out with somebody else for the night.
I know, you could hang out with your own mom at home.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of them enjoy getting to meet somebody new and having somebody else to hang out with.
Do you have to know how to dance to be a buddy?
No. Good. And you don't have to have experience working with people with special needs to be a buddy. You just have to be willing to come in and make a new friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's awkward meeting a new person no matter what you do. But it's just think about it. Any other person, you're just there to be friends and hang out.
Well, I'm in as long as there is no dance requirement, because that is scary times.
Absolutely.
For anybody who has to see it. And
it's scary for
me to do it.
It is. I get that. One of our greatest needs, really, and it's not a glamorous role, but we really need help to set up and make this place happen. We need a lot of hands to help set up and tear down the event after the event. So, I mean, if you're interested in getting a group of friends to come help with that, that's also a huge need, and it helps us out a lot, and it's a kind of behind the scenes way to be a part of it.
Yeah, because not everybody wants to be, you know, in the middle of all of that, but they still want to help in their own way.
Yeah, exactly.
Something I've learned doing this podcast and over my life is that everybody has their own gifts, and they're all equally important. Some of them are more visible and glamorous than others, and some are not. But everybody's gift is important.
Yep, absolutely. Yes.
So what would somebody do if they wanted to volunteer? Would they go to the website?
Yeah, if you go to gethope.net/nighttoshine, super pretty easy to look up. If you go there, they'll have a place where you can volunteer, donate, and register to attend. So if you know somebody that would like to be a guest, we still have openings for attendees to come and be a special guest for the night.
Yeah,
so all that information is on that same spot. So you just press which button you need.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's super easy. Yeah. Super easy this year.
Well, you do a lot of other kinds of events through this ministry too.
I do,
not
yes.
just this one. Tell me about, you can be as general or as specific as you want.
Okay. Well, our primary purpose why we kind of came about was on Sunday mornings. There are a lot of people that, families with special needs, that they could not come to church. There was not a place. Most churches they're not equipped with volunteers and staff to be able to accommodate children that have extra needs and maybe just need a little bit more love and attention. So we kind of came about because of that. We had families that came and we wanted them to feel loved and plugged in. So we have a one-on-one program on Sunday mornings where we'll have a volunteer hang out with just one friend for the night day, and it's a great way for those kids to get connected in church and learn more, as well as give the parents a chance to grow and learn and get plugged into church as well.
Well, I would imagine that it's very helpful for parents to get to know other parents who have similar struggles to them.
And so we weren't doing them currently, but we had a Family Connect night where it was a time for parents to kind of come together and it's just fellowship and time and friendship together and growing those relationships. And then the kids would have their own special time to be able to hang out as well. So everybody was there. The whole family was there doing their own thing, which was fun. We've recently started doing parents' night outs, which is just a time for the parents to be able to go have a date and get out.
Or go to Target.
Exactly. Whatever it is you want to do.
Sometimes it's a date at Target.
Exactly.
I'm not above that.
Some of these parents don't have the opportunity. They don't have sitters or family close by. And so this is an opportunity for them to be able to connect with their significant other, and also know that their child is being well cared for and loved and safe and having fun as well.
Yeah.
We recently did a frame it event, so it was we had photographers that donated their time to take pictures, family pictures, so that they could have some nice pictures to do Christmas cards. Just took a little extra patience and time. Some of our kids don't like posing for pictures, so it was it's a special event, and some parents look forward to that.
A lot of typically developing kids don't like to do that either.
Nope, they don't.
So,
yeah, and we offered that all free for those families, so that was another fun one we did recently. Hmm. Yeah.
So what other kinds of things do you do?
I mean, that's a big chunk of it. Night to Shine takes up about...
I'm sure that's a 6-month hunk of your year.
Night to Shine start planning... We start discussing it in September, so it's...
Wow. So September, a big chunk October, of November, December, January, and then 5 months, yeah.
Yep, and then, you know, my role in this is trying to round up vendors, so I'm trying to find various community partners to help us provide all the services that we provide at the event. So my stuff starts earlier, so I need to get all my things lined up now, but there's also a lot going on in January up till the event as well.
I would imagine. So 5 to 6 months leading in, and it probably takes you at least 3 months to recover.
Yeah. And then we're ready to do it again.
Yeah.
We love it, though. It's one of the main reasons I even took this role in working at Special Needs Ministry is my volunteering with this event itself. It's just a super special event, and there's nothing quite like it.
And you don't have to know anybody at the church to volunteer. That's
no.
There are so many people I hear about who want to do something, and they just get paralyzed with not knowing what to do or how to find out about things that, you know, need doing around town. And this, as I told you before I hit record, one of the reasons that I wanted to do this podcast was to draw attention to the fantastic things going on here that people might not know about and ways that they can get involved as community members.
Yeah.
So that is great. Hope Community Church is such a wonderful facility. Just the bones of it is great. And it sounds like the people who make up the church are equally as impressive.
We just love
the whole.
Yeah, we love people, and we want to make sure everyone feels that. So that's what we exist for.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That is really nice.
Yep.
So we've covered if somebody wants to come and attend your event as a guest.
Mm-hmm.
We've covered volunteering. So you said that it doesn't cost anything to attend, right?
Nope. That's why we really largely depend on all of our volunteers to come help, as well as all the vendors to help contribute. This event is totally free for our guests.
Mm-hmm.
That is Tim Tebow's design for the event. It's also just a really special way to honor these guests.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't be there and you can't volunteer, a $25 donation, we kind of call that a sponsorship for our guest, and that will help provide the crown or tiara as well as food and all that stuff.
Oh, they get crowns and tiaras,
they do
too?
We crown them each at the end of the night as kings and queens of the prom, so that's probably one of the most special times of the night. The parents get to come out and watch that as well.
And whose day is not brightened with a tiara or a crown?
Absolutely.
Huh. That is really sweet. It sounds like you've thought of everything.
Yeah, Tim Tebow makes it pretty easy. It's a pretty structured thing, so all of these things, there's some variances, but all the proms, they all take place at the exact same night, so it's kind of neat to see. If you're watching social media, you'll see postings all over the world and different as it happens progressively throughout.
I'm so glad.
So it's neat just to even watch that.
I'm so glad to be talking to you today. I feel like I've happened on, you know, just the coolest thing to find out about. I had no idea this was happening in, you know, right by Holly Springs.
I love it. That's
and
great.
I'm sure that, you know, a good chunk of your volunteers come from our area.
Yep, they do.
And a decent number of attendees come from our area.
And the neat thing too about the attendees, it's a very small percentage even attend Hope Community Church. Most of them don't. They're just people in our community that come out for this night. So it really is a community event, reaching out to the community. It's not just for people that go to Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is so nice. I love this so much. This is exactly the reason that I started this podcast. I mean it.
Awesome. I love it. Thanks for talking to me about it.
I hope. So what can people do if they want to volunteer? Go to the website. If they want to attend, go to the website. If they want to donate money, go to the website.
All the information you need for Night to Shine is right there. We've made it super easy. If you want to just know anything else that we're doing, we do things throughout the year, and there's always great ways to get plugged in. Just follow our Special Needs Ministry Facebook page. We have a lot of stuff there. We also have an Instagram page that you can follow as well.
The pictures from that night are going to be, I don't know, so cool.
It's cool. And if you go to our website, you can click on, there's a video from the Tim Tebow Foundation that shows kind of a video reel of Night to Shine, which is pretty amazing just to see the joy and excitement that the night is
about. And just to
be,
I mean, gosh, it must be so, you know, electric and rewarding and fun and all of that good stuff.
It's my favorite night of the whole year. I love it.
Good. So do you already know what you're gonna wear?
Well, as a volunteer, we have Night to Shine shirts we wear. Okay. If you're a buddy, if you come as a buddy, you get to dress up with your buddy. But most of us volunteering in other capacities all wear the same shirts, just so it's
easy to pick you out.
Yeah, it's easy to pick us out, and it allows our guests to shine. We want them to shine. We don't want it to be about us, so
that's
we just kind of blend in, and we have them be the sparkle for the evening.
That's true. Oh, and if you have a dress, there's a place to take it. Do you take suits or tuxedos for boys?
We are not doing an event for that. We do offer we partner with a men's warehouse, mm-hmm. and they'll give a discount for all of our gentlemen to go rent a tux for the evening. So that's kind of our way to work with them.
Guys sort of have it easier in that regard. Yeah, they can rent
it's crazy.
It.
Yeah. I feel like. And some of them don't want to wear, you know, you don't have to dress up. Some of them just come in their comfortable clothes. It's what they want to wear, and that's great too.
Well,
but most of our ladies like to get all dressed up.
Well, you don't have that many events in life that you get to go all out.
And
when you do, you do it.
Yep.
You need to look like you should have a tiara on.
Yep. Yes, exactly. Shouldn't we all?
Well, maybe we should just start a thing and just wear them in our regular lives. See what happens.
Why not? Let's do it.
It was such a pleasure talking
nice
to you.
Thank you for talking to me.
Absolutely. I wish you so much luck with this event.
Thank you.
I'm going to have your website linked in the show notes. I'm going to tag you everywhere. And feel free to share this lots more people can hear about what wonderful things you're doing for the community.
Thank you.
Barabose is owned by my friend Stephanie Cabe and has been in business for almost 10 years. They're known for their hair bows of all sizes, which are hand-sewn for durability, heat-sealed to prevent fraying, and lined with a no-slip grip that keeps the bow where you put it, even in baby fine hair. Barabose also specializes in custom birthday outfits for your little prince or princess. The little girl's outfits come with a very full matching tutu that is adjustable at the waist. Whatever your theme, Stephanie can make a one-of-a-kind outfit. In addition to bows and birthday outfits, Barabose offers custom-made t-shirts with logos, pictures, monogramming, or sports themes. There's practically no limit to the gifting options available for new and expecting parents. Barabose offers monogrammed bib and burp cloth sets, monogrammed diaper covers, and personalized baby nightgown and cap sets that would be adorable coming home outfits. Barabose has a store located in the Education Building at the Raleigh Market, located at the State Fairgrounds, which is open every Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5, and they can be found on Facebook and Etsy as well. There are tons of photos of other items to inspire your own creative ideas. Mention this podcast and you'll receive 20% off your total order. Doesn't that sound like an absolute blast for these families and for the volunteers? Please consider helping out if you can. Check the show notes for links to help you find out how to donate a dress or volunteer for the night or donate money if you don't have the capacity to donate your time. Thanks so much for joining me this week, and thanks to my sponsors for their generous support. If you're interested in hearing more about the options for your business, email me at hollyspringspodcast@gmail.com. I have options for every budget and am happy to walk you through your choices. This episode was written, recorded, and produced by me, with music by Doug Maxwell and Media Right Productions. Be sure to like or follow Holly Springs Deep Dive Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to get information on upcoming episodes, as well as previews and other insider information. And keep sending your episode suggestions to me at hollyspringspodcast@gmail.com. Until next time.